The Lord God is pleased because Solomon desired wisdom above all other things. Now, let us be honest. Can I say the same thing? Is that what I desire the most? Wisdom? When people greet each other, sometimes, you know, we say, I'm in good health, and that's what's most important. Is it really? Health? Wealth? What other thing? Wisdom is much more important. So, what is wisdom for? What can we do with it? Well, we need wisdom to know where the treasure is and what the treasure is. Only if we have wisdom are we going to know what is genuine and what is false. Is that important? How can we get wisdom? We can't manufacture it. We can only receive it from the source, God. Today, the gospel, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like this treasure hidden. When a man finds it, he goes and sells everything in order to purchase that field. Why? Because he has found the treasure. But notice, he does not sell anything until he has discovered the treasure. Only then can he gladly give up everything, because his heart, his mind is focused on what is to come. He has found the authentic treasure. If we propose to renounce to things, to start a new life, without having found Jesus Christ, we would find the task insurmountable. We will not be able to do it. Only when we truly believe that Jesus is the treasure, only when we have found in Him the pearl of great price, our whole mindset changes. What before was so important to us, now we see it in relation to the pearl of great price. And now we gladly give up everything because of this great pearl. So, the kingdom of God that Jesus presents to us is Himself. And all those who are, because of wisdom, united with Him in such a way that they desire Him more than all other things. And since the Lord Jesus is all good, He then reorders our life so that we have all that is good in its proper place. That is why St. Louis de Montfort called Jesus wisdom incarnate. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He who has Christ has everything. That is why St. Paul, in the second reading today, which is the letter to the Romans, he says that God recreates in us the presence of His Son. That means that we become wise as we come into Christ. And what is the result of wisdom? We can see what is genuine and what is false. We can discern right from wrong. And therefore, we can now govern. And yes, first of all, we need to learn how to govern our own lives. How to have authority upon our thoughts and actions. And if you have walked the walk a little bit, you know that that is a struggle, isn't it? To have the wisdom to be able to discern what thoughts I want to think and which ones I want to reject, because I know that they're not wise, instead of allowing them to linger. We have to be decisive, be willing to sell, be willing to renounce, because we have found the way. Also, because unlike in the times of Solomon, we live in a democracy, we also are responsible for the government of the people. And so we are also responsible for the choices that we make that lead to government. And as we have seen in the world, it is so easy to be confused and fooled by those who make great promises and speak beautiful things, but there's no authenticity. And that is why we need to turn to the Lord. The church teaches us the end does not justify the means. What are we doing in practice? The moral foundations, the respect for the dignity of life, for the integrity of the family. What is most fundamental, and how is it lived in practice? How is it respected and promoted in practice? And so we need to go to these concrete foundations that Jesus Himself presents to us. Let us today beg the Lord for wisdom for ourselves and for the people, because without wisdom we perish. But if we seek the treasure with all our hearts, the treasure which is Christ, we will have great joy and everlasting life.